I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am, of course, with the lovely Olivia Bourne. Do I say Bourne? Are you a Bourne now, officially?
Yeah, I changed my name. It's Instagram official now. Rather than the marriage being the official bit, Instagram was the official bit. Everyone's like, oh my God, she's changed her name on Instagram. So I'm officially a Bowen.
I seen that. I literally felt the gravity of that move. Do you miss being a booklet?
Oh, I don't know. I think Alex is just so happy that he, ever since we got married, he was like, you need to change your name on Instagram. And so he was just so happy that I changed to a Bowen that, yeah, I don't miss it. I'm happy to be a Bowen. It's just so nice. I just feel like we're on one unit now.
Oh, yeah, a little team. I really worry because obviously I'd love to marry Erkan some days, just the sweetest man. But his second name is Ramadan and it's just such a strong name.
That is a strong change.
From Patterson to Ramadan. I just feel it's a bit of a big leap.
Double barrel it. It could be so extra.
Imagine we're kids, man. I can't ask them to learn to spell all that. Poor little bastards. Oh, so how have you been coping over the last couple of months in lockdown, mate? I feel like I need to ask.
Yeah, it's got to be said, isn't it? Like, you try avoid it, but you can't avoid the fact that we're all on house arrest. Quite enjoyed being at home. I've taken a back seat. I think, like I said to you in part one, I'm not very good at letting myself have a day where I don't do anything or let myself, you know, chill. And because there's no massive load of work on, I have no option but to chill and stay at home. And I think it's just been a good time for me to do that. And obviously we've got the renovation happening in the house. So I've had a lot to do that side of things. And I've sort of taken a wee break from social media world, partly. Mm-hmm. It's not as full on as it always is. I've had moments. And me and Alex have both had moments where we've just thrown our toys at the pram and been wound up. And mentally I've had moments. But in the long and short of it, I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, honestly, out of everybody I've spoken to, I feel like you have given me the most, you've probably had the most positive experience with it.
Yeah.
I know I've struggled with it a couple of times and there's been some, exactly like you say, some moments where you throw your toys out of the pram. And I don't think you'd be human if you didn't.
No, I agree. And because I've seen you say you've had moments where you struggled and just cried and you're like, why am I crying? But it's pure frustration. And I think it's the family thing that's been horrendous. Yeah. Not being able to see your family and your friends. And if you have got, you know, grandparents, it's like the time is ticking. And that's what stressed me out a few times, that I'm missing time with my family, my friends, and my friend that just had a baby. I haven't seen her grow up for the past 3 months. And I think that's where you're like, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And it's not natural. Like, we are human beings. We are sociable, like, creatures. We're not meant to be away from the people we love. We're not meant to be cooped up. So I think all tensions and frustrations, I think after 3 months, it would be unrealistic to think certain emotions weren't rearing their ugly heads.
Yeah, 100%.
I did see on your Instagram, and again, this is another reason why I really like it. You just... you're not afraid to show your vulnerability on Instagram, which I think is such a, it's quite a brave thing to do, Liv. You are brave.
Oh, thank you. I think it's more, do you know what gives me the bravery to do it? It isn't necessarily me. It's the idea that if I share that, someone that sees will just feel a million times better about themselves. Just feel like the people need it so much. People need to see that I don't live this perfect life, that I only have one emotion, which is happiness. People need to have it reiterated to them that everyone can have shit days, and life isn't just, you know, chocolate and flowers, and it's not like that. So I think it gives me the confidence to share it because I know people need it. That's more so why I do it.
Yeah, I think so many people can be negative about social media and how, and look down on it and stuff, and I get that it can be quite a troubled place, but also, if you look at it on the other hand, it can be such a wonderful network where you can support each other, where you can like encourage each other, like just show people that they're not alone. And I know that's why I do it as well. I always think, God, if I'm feeling a bit sad, or if I'm struggling with lockdown and missing my friends and family, I bet you there's thousands of other people out there who are feeling the same. So yeah, I always believe in sharing a problem shared as a problem halved.
It is. See, that's why I follow you as well. Not only because we're friends, but your page makes me feel normal. And I think it does for so many people, just because we all go through the same things. And sometimes when you're in this whole reality TV influencer industry, you feel like people are a little bit unattainable. But I think it's so nice to remind each other and everyone out there that we're all in the same boat. We all are stuck at home, eating in the same pajamas we wore last week.
Yeah. <Is that just me? laughs> No, honestly, I'm with you, girl. Me and Erkan barely got out of bed yesterday. Barely got up. Just to get more snacks.
Oh, yeah. It's just nice. I love them days where you are just on the sofa and the only reason you get up is because you need a wee or you need food.
I've got so lazy, man. I was lying there yesterday and I was like, I've needed a wee for about 45 minutes.
I'm like that. I will not go for a wee unless I'm about to pee my pants.
So looking at your Instagram, Liv, like Exempt Society has launched again, brand new show, house renovations, fluffy friends. It doesn't look like you get a second to yourself, but you're saying you do have some time to chill. Have you watched anything good? What have you been watching in lockdown?
Oh my God, Alex is going to be so embarrassed that I say this, but we've just started Desperate Housewives again. It's so good. Oh my God. We watched Gotham. Gotham is like how Batman became Batman. Yeah, and it is sick. Like if you like sort of horror, dark series, and that's definitely a good one. But Desperate Housewives, you need to rewatch it. It's just insane. It's the best.
Iconic.
It is. Well,
speaking of which, right, like if you're embarrassing Alex, I may as well drag Erkan into this. We sat down a couple of weeks ago to watch Selling Sunsets. Have you heard of it?
Oh my God, I completely forgot about, how good is it?
So addictive, such compulsive viewing.
I can't cope. We watched the whole two seasons in about 3 days because it's like one of them, I don't want to say trash TV, but it is the same kind of thing as that. I absolutely adored it. And you don't have to think about anything. You just lay there like in a mess watching these people bitch about their £10 million houses. It's fabulous.
It's escapism at its finest. And honestly, if anyone hasn't watched it, you just need to watch it.
Yeah, it is. I think that, I can't believe I missed that one. That's definitely one of the best ones. Season 3 is coming out as well, isn't it, eventually?
I know. I'm one of these like really quite sad people though, who when I get into something, like I'll be sitting watching it, but I'll be Googling all the characters as well. So I already know a couple of the storylines for season 3, so I've ruined it for myself. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, no spoiler.
Tell me.
Spoiler alert. I'll text you.
Okay, good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So the name of this week's episode, which I haven't told you up until now, is Vicky Patterson, The Secret to a Productive Lockdown. And it's why I wanted you on this week, Liv. I've done various different topics over the last couple of weeks, but this one felt particularly well suited to you because I've mentioned before, mate, I just can't keep up with you. I cannot keep up with your motivation. I think, though, I always think, God, like, I'm quite a hard worker. I'm quite diligent. I don't like to stand still. And then I just, like, take a little look on your Instagram and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So you're what the same. Is- You don't give yourself enough credit, honestly.
But you do. You're an impressive woman. And I'm not, there's no dig there, like, this is me literally tipping my hat to you. Well done. Aww, so how, what
you.
Is your secret, Liv, to a productive lockdown?
Oh my God, the secret. I think there's a number of things that I've been trying to do. Like you said previously about having a time to sort of chill. I always allow myself one day to wallow and do nothing because I feel like it makes me work harder for the rest of the week, knowing I've had that recuperation time. What I did start doing at the start of lockdown is, oh God, I do love a list. I'm a sad-o, I love a list.
Oh, I love a list.
They're just so comforting.
Love a list. How good do you feel when you tick something off?
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's this whole accomplishment vibe that obviously I'm missing from going to different jobs every day. I can't tick off different accomplishments I've done. So what I started doing was literally listing everything I did in the day. I'd even put like workout, I'd put make breakfast, I'd put have a shower, because there is times in my life where I've not even had the motivation or the want to get up and shower. So I know that people will be in that same headspace at some point in lockdown. So I used to make lists for Monday to Friday, put down exactly what I wanted to do in the day, like work out, make breakfast, try something new, read something, blah, blah, blah. And then by the end of that day, you've been able to physically tick off and give yourself some sort of accomplishment value, which just for me, it made myself feel good. And then the more I felt good, the more I wanted to do. So it was kind of the snowball effect in a good way rather than a bad way.
I always get, and like, you can tell me if I'm just really weird and this isn't me, but when I tick something off my little list, my to-do list, I get like what I call a little listgasm. It's just like a tiny little sense of satisfaction.
Oh my God. You know when they say that a sneeze is like eighth of an orgasm? Yes. That's exactly what your listgasm is.
It's more than an eighth. I'm telling you that for now. If you're doing it right.
You have to take yourself off for a minute.
It depends how big the tick was.
Yeah. I mean, I always scrape the tick in. Like, I can't tick it enough. This sounds really innuendo filled right now.
I'm getting hot under the collar about our lists. But that's a really good one, though. And it is true. Like, I love a list. There's something very comforting and a sense of satisfaction you get from knowing there was things you had to do that day and you've systematically worked through them and been productive. I do think it's lovely. But I think what was very illuminating about what you said as well was that, like, no accomplishment is almost too small, especially in lockdown, Liv. Like, I've been witnessing these people, and honestly, I know I joke about how amazingly productive you've been, but It's never comes across as smug, Liv. I have been looking on Instagram sometimes and seeing these people who've done like sunrise yoga and made like a fresh green juice and then they've like gave birth to an avocado and learned to paint watercolours and it's almost too much. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I love that you see on your to-do list, it can be something as small as like have a shower, have breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, these are big achievements in lockdown, mate.
I honestly think so. And I think because where I've been previously in life, I know how if you are in this wallowing state, having a shower and brushing your hair or giving yourself a facial or making yourself breakfast is a fucking big achievement. Like it feels that way. When you feel that shit, it feels pretty incredible when you're actually able to get out of bed and give yourself a reason. So yeah, I think that's why I included them on my list, and because I like having lots of listgasms, as you say.
It's gonna catch on.
We need to hashtag this. But no, I've seen the people you're talking about. Like I mean good, like you've said before, good for them. Like it's amazing that they get all that shit done in a day. I never had the banana bread trend. I didn't make banana bread.
Did you? I did it, Liv. You know, I fucking did it.
Wasn't
and
nice?
I burnt it. I was fuming. I had, like, cut all the edges off and just have this tiny square in the middle.
I've not got there yet, but then I think I'd be the same as you. I would have burnt it. But my mum dropped down with, like, a carrot cake. She's made lemon drizzle cake. I'm like, woman. I'm not quite there yet. I'm like my mum, but not in that sense yet. But yeah,
you've not discovered your inner Mary Berry.
not quite yet. But it is hard when you see everyone like doing all that kind of thing and making and cooking. And but I think it's just finding something that you enjoy to try. Like I have just enrolled on an interior design diploma online, so I'm currently studying that, which is a really good way again of keeping yourself focused and giving yourself achievements which you can do at home.
So that was a
really good idea.
That's amazing. Like, well done to you.
Thanks.
I can see that though. You are dead creative.
Yeah, no, it's been really nice. I think because if you do have that creative bone in your body, you need somewhere to exert it. And for me, obviously, because I just started that new interior page for our renovation, it just linked in nicely and I felt like it could be really useful for in the future. So it's that as well. Like, take on something you've always wanted to do and do it now because you've got the time.
This is lovely. Like, so certain episodes of our podcast, like people have really struggled with lockdown and it's been a really difficult process for them, but I feel like this one has been really uplifting and it's so lovely that you've given people some proper good advice. So your secret to a productive lockdown: find something you love, because now you've got the time to do it, and just list it up.
List. You can even put that on your list as well. It just gives you another listgasm. So,
and you can never have too many of those.
Well, exactly.
So obviously I know that you are super accomplished, super hardworking, and just a real life superwoman. But I want to know if there's anything on your imaginary to-do list. What is it you want to do next? Is there something you need to accomplish?
I think obviously after speaking about the interior design diploma that I'm doing, I would love to, I'm kind of doing that just to fall back on, because I know like after I started this interior homepage for our new house, I've found this new love for interior and I'm just
it's a walk and something in you.
I'm obsessed. All I do all day is look at homes and interiors and like traipse Instagram, Pinterest, and I think there's something there in the future and I don't know what it is yet, but I just know that I need something solid and I need an education in it to sit behind me before I start any new business. Or but I'd love to do something based in interior. Obviously you've got the new show coming out, Second Chance Dresses, so hopefully that gets another 10 series.
Everything crossed.
We need that. That would be amazing because I just absolutely adore filming that show. And obviously we do want to start a family eventually. So
oh my god, the pitter patter of little bones.
Everyone's gonna be so happy we've said that, but I speak about it to my best friend pretty much every day. We're becoming more accustomed to that and we just want to get the house ready and renovated. And we'd love to start a family in the next few years, I guess.
That's massive. You are literally nesting right now, aren't you?
I think that's what it is. And I think I'm like, I'm obviously not pregnant, but I think it is like that nesting thing. Like, I just want the house to look perfect and then, yeah, have our perfect family home. Because that house, I've said it on my Instagram page, that house was actually a house that I drove past with my mum when I was about 13, 14. And I watched it growing up, and I used to drive past it and be like, that's the house I want to live in when I'm older. I want a gate like that. I want a big house like that. And now I'm living in that exact house. And I think,
yes,
it's given me this like nostalgia, and this it is the perfect family home. So I guess that is why it's all kind of becoming very broody all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's all just falling into place for you though, hun. Like, yeah, visualized it. No, yeah, own it. Own it.
I know. But you know, when you're like, I kind of get imposter syndrome a little bit sometimes. I'm like, what the frick am I doing here? And what is this happening? And it's all going to go. And I should be, you know, a normal girl and things. So, yeah, it's kind of scary at times, but I'm just so lucky.
I nearly mentioned that earlier, and I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but I've heard a couple of people within our industry talk about that. Most recently, Laura Whitmore has been very honest about her struggle with imposter syndrome, and I get it to a certain extent. Yeah. It's just that feeling of being so incredibly grateful for everything you've got, but just feeling so undeserving at the same time.
Yeah, it's weird, and it's not a sort of worries me thing, because I sometimes worry about saying things like this because I don't want anyone to think I'm like worries me. It's more I just it's a kind of unbelievable association with what I have and what I think I should have. But yeah, it's like you said, it's the gratefulness, I guess. And you just have to kind of push it down. But I do get scared that something really bad's going to happen because I've had too much nice things.
But then I think that just shows how lovely and normal and like appreciative you are for everything you've got. And I just wanted to tell you, like, you deserve what you've got, Liv, because you work hard and you're a lovely person. And you've always got time for everybody else. You're always supporting other women. I fucking love that about you.
Oh, you say that, but it's literally you, because what you say about me, I think about you. That is the same thing. So
we're just fangirling each other here, aren't we?
We are. Oh,
Liv. Right, before I go, I just wanted to say those are going to be some genetically blessed kids. Jesus Christ. They're going to be so
You never know. Two rights might make a wrong. We'll still love her. Or him.
Oh, Liv, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're a breath of fresh air and just a lovely, lovely girl.
Thank you so much for having me. It's made me realise how much I miss you. We'll get a drink when this lockdown's over.
Oh, more than one, mate. More than one.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Olivia, for being such a great guest. If you are enjoying Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, you can subscribe, you can listen, you can send your friends the link, you can do all of the podcasty things, and I will see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.